As most every print journalist knows, today's newspaper may well end up tomorrow at the bottom of somebody's birdcage. But Aaron McNamee, with his artist's eye, well, he wondered if there might not be a better idea.
You know, I was reading the paper every day. It was delivered to the house, and just kind of this cast-off material. It's like, well, what can I do with this?
And the this was to use the newspaper itself as an art medium. So Aaron began by methodically gluing pages together, more to create a sculptural form than anything else. And then the whole process became a sort of ritualistic artistic approach to the passing of time and what that means.
So starting on my birthday and ending the day before, I was started to do these complete years of the Times Picayune. So the Times Pick was the one that came to my house, and it was the one I was going to have to figure out how to recycle anyway. And this wasn't a way of recycling, but more almost like checks in a prison cell, if you will, or, you know, just the kind of marking of the passing of time. And still in like the framework of my life, but hopefully how it relates to the collective too. So it's all the news that we all share. It's these events that make up our time.
Aaron is very serious about this and has been for almost 4 years. Now, a selection of this body of work is on view at the Heriot Cimino Gallery in the 400 block of Julia Street. It was an exhibition planned well before any changes were announced in the daily printing of the local paper.
So this would be the last year that it's a daily paper. You know, when I started off, it wasn't really to foresee that happening, but it kind of was always on the backboard, I think, as far as there weren't as nearly as many newspaper stands or boxes on the corners, even thinking about payphones, right, and like everyone's cell phones, and so the kind of changing of technology, too.
But even though the daily newspaper may not be available, Aaron has found that other print options, like comics, for example, fit well into his form of artistic expression.
So I've been working also with these complete runs of comics, or complete years, depending on which one. And most of them are right in the kind of adolescent, middle era, in the early to mid-90s. And again, like looking at this kind of collective thing, and I think that, you know, we have the Batman movies now, or these comics have really come up in culture again. And here I'm looking at them as not really the best of art, I don't think, or the storylines are not the best. And a lot of kind of gratuitous violence that is, again, kind of a portrait of our culture right now, I think. But also, like, just as far as we all share it, maybe, in some way. So by laminating them together and getting rid of the really specific information, it becomes kind of a tablet, an entombment of time. The pieces are not framed. They're just hanging on the wall so that you can't look on the side of them and see that there are 40 or plus layers on each one, or the Times Pick, maybe it's 200 layers per each panel, and there's 12 panels for the year. And then sanding the surface so you're not reading that last day's news, and it becomes about the entire year. In the past, I had done one that looked like plywood, for sheets of plywood for the year, or one big block. It does have the range of some people see as painting because of the surface is so painterly, but I still see that dimension of sculpture.
Well, if you're like me, by now you may have a chilling vision of a house stacked floor to ceiling with paper. You know, the kind with a tiny pathway from the bedroom to the kitchen.
I think in some ways, like, it has this hoarder mentality, but really putting it all together and, like, compressing it, then that, at least it is a space-efficient hoarding, I suppose, you know. It doesn't just, like, pile up and fall down, yeah.
To see what Aaron's work looks like and to learn more about this artist, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. Or better yet, go to Heriot Cimino Gallery on Julia Street and check it out for yourself. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.